This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. For years, researchers have been investigating the disappearance of forests worldwide. Some studies have linked the speed of deforestation to actions by logging companies. Others have blamed the removal of all trees from an area called clear-cutting. Now, a new report says another serious threat to forests is climate change. Over the past 20 years, rising temperatures have caused trees to die off on every continent except Antarctica. William Anderegg is a graduate student at Stanford University in California. He has studied the effect of extremely dry weather on trembling aspen, the most common tree in North America.
These are complete hillsides of trembling aspens that are dying off. And when the main tree in a forest goes, you tend to see a lot of the other species, especially the grasses and the wildflowers, tend to disappear as well. But you lose a lot of those species from those forests.
William Anderegg and others at Stanford worked with researchers at North Arizona State University to examine many scientific studies about deforestation. They say those studies show an increasing number of tree deaths appear to be linked to climate change. William Anderegg says these changes, resulting from heat-trapping gases, are harming the world's forests.
One of the ways that we expect climate change to increasingly play out in forests is through these widespread tree mortality events, where you stress the trees enough that you essentially push a whole region of them off the edge. And in fact, what happens afterwards, after a forest dies from drought, is every bit as important and perhaps in some sense matters more to humans who rely on forests.
When trees die, the environment of a forest can change. This may support the spread of fire and insects. It may even result in a forest becoming a grassland. William Anderegg says these changes can speed up climate change.
Because forests do a lot to stabilize the climate and to store carbon, and so when they start to die off, you can actually have forests die off, accelerate climate change. You get into a vicious cycle.
William Anderegg also says trees, which cover 30% of the Earth's surface, take in 25% of the climate-changing gases made by cars, buildings, and factories. William Anderegg says his report urges governments and specialists to support large-scale studies of forests.
What I mean by reaching across boundaries in scientific disciplines is that it's not just ecologists, but we also need people working with satellites. We need people in government agencies. We need people on the ground to do this as well. It's unfortunately not something that just the scientific research community can pull off on their own.
His findings are published in the journal Nature Climate Change. We have placed a link to the report on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.